about 25% of the food we eat gets released, comes out as a stool. About 60% of our fluid intake comes out as urine. In the oxygen, in the air, 21% is oxygen. We inhale air with 21% oxygen and exhale out. The oxygen content in exhaled air is about 16%. 5% of the oxygen gets reduced. About 76% of the oxygen gets rejected. It is in the solid, about 25% is rejected. Liquid, about 60%. In the air, 76%. As we go higher, we need less and less, less and less. If you are material bound, you want everything, you want to take it. But what it is conveying, whatever you have, you cannot keep everything, you have to give out. Whether food we take, liquid or air, it is telling us, whatever you have, you cannot keep it, you have to give out. Giving out the material things, solid things we are giving out the material things in Sanskrit is called as dana. It is teaching us, we can't hold, you have to release. If you can't release, if I want to hold on to oxygen, I don't want to release, you can't survive. Or if you don't want to pass the stool or urine, life is a miserable. Giving out the material things, it is called as dana. Giving out the breath, the breathing part, it is called as yajna. Breathing is an yajna. So is, we have to let go in the mental level. Mental level, we are like a sponge, we want to hold on to everything. Whatever happened, we want to hold on. It is resulting in we are becoming lunatic. You have to let go. Let go in the material, mental level also. Not to able to let go in the mental level, it is called as tapas. Able to let go in the mental level is tapas. In the breathing level is called as yajna. In the physical level is called as dana. Bhagavan Sri Krishna talks about these three. Yajna, dana, tapa, karma, na tyajet, karyam eva tat. Yajna, dana, tapas chaiva, pavanani manishinaha. Why we have to give, let go. Physically we have to give the dhana, charity. Why charity is a must? Why proper yajna is a must? Why let go in the mental is the must? Sri Krishna says, this is even the realized person has to do. No excuse. You born as a human, you have to do, because this is a way to cleanse yourself. Pavanani, if you want to purify yourself, you have to let go. You have to give out. In the mental level, letting go process is called as meditation. Meditation, why meditation? Mental level, we are holding on. Holding on, let go in the mental level. In the security, if I am going through, today I am going to the airport. In the security, they say, empty your pocket before you go. And if I have something, they say, no, no, empty and go back, stand in the queue. I have to go back again. Empty, empty and go. They will make me to go a few times. This happens not only when you die, you have to empty the pocket and go. Pocket, you come with nothing, you have to go empty. If I am holding on, so much of wealth I accumulated. I don't want to give anything to anyone and I'm holding on. Security, sorry, you have to go back. Go back. That is the precursor for next life. Why keep on, we keep on coming? We did not go. We accumulated and they say, sorry, go back. Go back. Go back, we haven't learnt. Learned, we had to keep on going, letting go. You had to give the able to let go empty-handed. Even the realized person, even after realizing, even the punya they can't take. They won't take the punya. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa said, it will take about 300 years for him to disperse all the punyas. They will give it to the right people, approach, even though he is the realized person, to get liberated, it takes 300 years. Raghavendra Swamiji said, his punya, he accumulated so much, realized, it will take about 700 years for me. That is why still people can feel his presence. They go, take, they get. Even a punya, you can't take. In the Upanishad, it talks about yam lokam manasa samvibhati vishuddha sattva kamayate yanscha kaman tasmat atmajnam hyarchet bhuti kama. Yam lokam manasa samvibhati vishuddha sattva kamayate vishuddha sattva tanscha kaman tam lokam jete tanscha kaman tasmat atmajnam hyarchet bhuti kama. It talks about even the realized person. Realized person, you can't take even the punya. I can say in the security, this is only a lolly I'm carrying. They say, no, nothing. You have to go empty, empty everything. Yam lokam, whatever loka you are going, manasa samvibhati, vishuddha sattva, kamayate yanscha kaman. Tam lokam jayate, tanscha kamam, tasmad atmajnam hyarchet bhuti kamaha. Whatever, the realized person also had to abandon the punya and punya, the noble deeds. That person cannot take. Everything disperse. Whatever you accumulated here, you give it here. And before you go, and emptying process, you have to, even the punya and papa, when you disperse, give out everything, that soul becomes called as Niranjana. The attained the original status, self-luminous, radiant, so radiant, and Niranjana, it becomes self-luminous. We have to do the sadhana. Whom to give, it says not to squander. When a right person is there, you have to give. It is an act of purifying yourself. You can't take. That person, whatever whoever he is using, is putting that one back here for others to come and enrich this concept and keep on. World is sustained on giving. You can't take anything. For that, the three techniques are talked about: mantra, tantra, and yantra. These are the process of emptying yourself before you go. Mantra means man means mind. Tra means freedom. Unburden your mind through the mantra. Positive affirmation I am not taking anything. I am not taking anything. I did not bring anything. I am not taking anything in the mental level. And mantra, tantra means tan means body. And give up the attachment to the material possession, it is called as tantra. Yantra is a process of the breathing technique, proper breathing technique, so that your energy, blocked up energy gets released, takes you higher. You need mantra, tantra and yantra, these three concepts for mental level, physical level, in the breathing level, your energy has gone up. So that the purpose is, I go through the security without beeping. I don't want to stand in the queue again. They send me back. Mantra and tantra, it's an art of emptying. You have to, the biggest challenge for a rich person when dying, thinking, so much of money, I don't know who will take it. I did not tell these accounts. Only thinking about the money. In the thinking about the money, it is not allowing me to go. Allowing me to go, so I have to come back to disperse. The mantra, yantra, mantra, and in the America, it is quite common. They say the many people, rich people, they say, when I die, I will give this money to this church. The concept is not to, I don't want to saying that I'm using this one. I want to give everything, let it go to a right cause. Let it go to a right cause, and not to just think that my children I will give. How do you know your children will utilize properly? If they are abuse that one, that repercussion will be on you also. Before, first is mantra, mentally disown. I have nothing, and physical level also, reduce your attachment. When a good cause is there, be generous, keep on giving. You have, anyway, nothing to lose. You have come with nothing. You go with nothing. It's an art of the moving towards the realization. Mantra, tantra and yantra are the technique used, must be learnt from a competent teacher. Art of how to liberate myself. I don't want to go through the security again.